As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I think, is it? I don't know.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. You get a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 a week to keep up to date with your favorite artists. Discover some new ones. You can grab us Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out a ton. We've had some great guests on lately. Colin Greenwood of Radiohead was just here. Maynard James Keenan from Tool. Les Claypool from Primus. Patrick Gibson, he stars as young Dexter Morgan in the new Dexter prequel series, Original Sin. Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction, Pearl Jam's Stone Gossard. Kayla Wallace, you can see her in Landman on Paramount Plus, one of the new Taylor Sheridan shows. Maya Hawke and Joe Keery, both from Stranger Things, were here. Legendary actor Jeff Daniels, McKenna Grace, Russell Crowe. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, catching back up with Kim Deal. She was on here about a year or so ago with the Breeders. She's now back with her first solo album under her own name, Nobody Loves You More. Kim's going to share the journey behind the record, which took over a decade to come together, and explain how recording 7-inch singles eventually evolved into a cohesive album. Kim also reflects on the differences between this project, her work with the Breeders, and the Amps. She'll dive into the inspiration behind the album's sound, including a ukulele gifted by Steve Albini, and talks about assembling her tour band. She also reminisces about playing Madison Square Garden with Olivia Rodrigo and touches on her Midwest rock roots, complete with UFO and goth memories. That's a UFO the band. It's a candid interview, fun conversation with one of indie rock's most beloved voices. We're going to be talking about the album Nobody Loves You More. It's Kyle Meredith with Kim Deal.
Nice talking to you.
Last time we talked, though, it was with the Breeders, and you all had said, like, there's going to be a solo record, and now Nobody Loves You More is out, and congratulations, because I just keep seeing it on end-of-year list over and over and over. Everybody Loves You, I think, is the thing to say with the thing, right?
Thank you. That is definitely something you should say. Thanks, Kyle.
I know this is the obvious thing. Like, when did you decide this was going to be an album? Like, what pushed you?
I had been doing 7 inches, 45s. Okay. Imagine it's 2011 and the drummer from like Tattle TK, Mountain Battles, Breeders moves and starts his own business and has a child. So that lineup kind of, we weren't doing a lot at the time anyway. So I began thinking, I need to get some players. I'm going to go to LA. And Jose Medela, set drummer, played on some 7 inches. And I had Britt Walford play on some 7 inches.
Louisville guy here.
Uh-huh. That's right. The slink guy, first Breeders drummer. And then I had Mondo, the bass player. So I put all these 7 inches. I got five in a row. And they were like, sometimes I'm just standing in a cellar. That sounds good. And sometimes it's a bit better audio quality. But then I did Nobody Loves You More with Jack Lawrence, basically Kentucky guy, you know, Greenhorns. You know, I think his parents were Kentucky maybe, or maybe Cincy, I don't know. And then Britt again, Kentucky. Mike Montgomery, Candyland, Dayton, Kentucky. So I leave Dayton, Ohio, drive 1 hour and 1 minute to Mike Montgomery's studio in Dayton, Kentucky. And then the trumpet players from Cincy. And we do Nobody Loves You More there. And then when that happened, I thought, this is a good audio recording. It's not like my crappy 388 machine Tascam consumer grade. So I thought, you know, this sounds like an album track. And so then everything, any other solo things that I was doing, any music I was working on, I began to make sure that they had an album quality. You know, that's the word I was looking at then, which was like 2016, something like that. Then Breeders did All Nerve with Mike Montgomery in Kentucky.
Love that.
That was like 2016, 17. Yeah, and we toured that. So I've been working on this for a little bit.
And it's incredible when you have any kind of project, like any artist that's had a similar story of like the long gestating album, how it still sounds like an album, you know, like there are variations in sound, obviously, that you find in there, but that it still feels like something. I don't know how you pull that off, because, you know, over that long is like, how do you, it'd be so easy to lose the plot, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad. Well, I'm going to Candyland was Are You Mine? We did the and then Nobody Loves You More. We did You the Summerland song there, and then the rest of them are basically Albini up in Chicago. So, but there are different drummers and stuff. So that's good that it feels cohesive. You know,
you tie the room together. You know, with you, of course. You are the Lebowski rug.
That's exactly.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kim Deal. Okay, like that very first line, I don't know where I am and I don't care. And then you get down to Are You Mine, which, you know, these are older songs, as you're saying, and you have that line, Have You Seen Me Lately? Like, I don't know where I am and have you seen me lately? And suddenly that's where I'm thinking like, oh, this is an album, you know, something's going on, something. And I don't know if this is a first person thing or, you know, a third person thing or whatever, but do you realize like something's going on, right?
Well, not until you mention it like that, which makes it sound like I have dementia like my mother.
Oh no. I wasn't going there. I wasn't. But it is an interesting thing, right? I mean, and I think that happens a lot with a lot of artists. Like once the record's done and you look back and you start seeing those little, whatever they are, breadcrumbs, you know, mm-hmm. that you start putting yeah. that together. Like how much do you dive into that? Like dissecting your psyche?
I don't do a overall view, but I will be singing something that was recorded. The lyrics were written like 5 years ago, sometimes 20 years ago. And I'll connect something I wrote with something that actually happened that I hadn't thought of when I wrote it. So that does happen. Things do reveal themselves sometimes. It's not like I think that I was thinking about that when I wrote it, but it's like, oh, I wonder if that, see, like, did something slip in the brain? That it's weird. It's strange, isn't it? It's fun doing this stuff.
Well, I and now seeing this, because, you know, it's painted as, of course, you know, the first album with your name on it, but then for us that's been following, there's the Amps and Pacer. Like, do these albums sit but side by side for you in that way?
I don't think so because, but you know why? Even the Amps record, even though it was a solo, Jim drums all the way through it, of course, but still, it was, it's not like a band lineup. But I made it, I put it out as if it was a band. I'm Tammy Ampersand, and the Amplifiers are the backing band. So Tammy and the Amps, I would be Tammy. But then it got on my nerves. I was going into the bars and people were going, "Hey, Tammy." They were being funny. But then I thought, I don't know if I want Tammy anymore. Maybe just the Amps. But I created it as if it's an if it's a band. This is the new band. So it's funny that it was me, but I'm even because I like bands. I've always liked bands. I, you know, Midwest rock, Sevs, please. You know, Brownsville Station, Uriah Heep, UFO,
I was just
Marshall
listening to
Tucker
UFO
Band.
this morning.
You were not.
Too hot to handle. I was. Too hot to handle. That's some of those, like, you kick up your leg, you know, when the chorus comes in,
Exactly.
kind of a song. That's.
That's all there was. That my brother liked disco. He was 18 months older. He could get in the bars and stuff, but that seemed adult.
Yeah. Were you the sound, you know, it's obvious. The sound is, this is not a Breeders album. You know, this is not like there is so much, like with the horns of plenty, with the strings, you've got the water, you've got the sea going on, those sounds of Summerland. Like, where did all of that come from?
It's very, it's actually, it makes a lot, everything is, it's not, nothing is out of the blue. Like I, Steve and Heather Albini and his wife, Heather, she was born in Hawaii. So when they got married, they had their wedding in Hawaii and asked me and Kelly to perform the wedding music. Like, do, 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 do. I got ukuleles and got them for all of the people there. They're all musicians anyway. And we all played the wedding march together on the ukulele. And so, as a thank you, Steve gifted me a ukulele. And so, I, of course, it's a ukulele. I put it down. I haven't looked at it for years. It's like, what am I going to do with a ukulele? But it was really sweet. And then one day I just put it in the car and thought I'd just mess around with the ukulele and I wrote Summerland. So that's, to me, it's like, where'd the ukulele come from? It's like, well, it's Albini, actually. Hear
Which
me,
wouldn't
a
put together
ukulele.
ukulele and Albini, of course. That does.
You know who would? I
Love that.
actually brought that ukulele. The so I was going to show Jim and Josephine and Kelly this cute song that I'm working on. I think is really cool sounding. I pick up the ukulele and I walk into the room, and I said, "Hey, you guys!" And she looked at me and she said, "Absolutely not!" And I spun around and left the She's goth, man. You know, 80s goth, like real goth. Seb's goth.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kim Deal.
Like, how are you putting together the tour? Like, who's the players? Are you just playing these songs? Are you gonna bring the amps? Do you reclaim some? By the way, I've got a request and I'm throwing it in here that if you reclaim any song, it's Banff Walk, because I love that song and it just disappeared.
Great. Oh, that's great. I'm glad you said that. Nobody's ever said they like that song to me. That's great. I'm glad.
I love that song. I don't like that song. I get obsessive, and
Ah.
it took so hard. It's hard to find. I'll say that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I bet. I bet. Yeah, you never run into it. But the like Mondo Lopez, he's going to be playing bass on the tour. He's the bass player for Title TK and Mountain Battles. He's a breeder. Then Lindsay, he played on some of the 7 inches out in LA. And then Botchnick, Rob Botchnick up in Electrical Audio. That's, I met him through Steve. He's going to be second, you know, the guitar player. So, and Susan, she's the violinist from Poi Dog Pondering. I met her because of Albini up in Chicago. She's going to be the violinist. She's a string arranger on the record, did a fantastic job. So she'll be out, you know, I'm going to have the, you know, a cello and a violinist. And then you, I think you can get horns. as you go, pick up horns as you go. I think it's like,
oh,
you know, because you
like
know,
local players.
Yeah, because you know, you can give them a piece of paper for God's sake, and then they can play the song. It's like, you're kidding me, right? This, and it really worked.
Well, Chuck Berry was famous for sort of picking up the local players. He would never tour with the band. He would just get local players in every town.
Yeah, yeah. And then yell at them and tell them they suck or something like that, right?
You could do that too. You could just be like, no, I'm just doing the Chuck Berry. I'm just doing the Chuck Berry.
They're all probably really good, actually, of course.
Was it any kind of a thing, you know, Olivia Rodrigo picking you guys up? Like, what interesting timing, right? The Breeders get on this humongous stage, but it's not a Breeders album that comes afterwards. You know, it's a Kim record that comes afterwards.
That's how I planned it. It was exciting that she asked us. It really was. And it was an adventure. I had played Madison Square Garden before opening for the U2.
What's the comparison there?
In 92. Nothing. I can barely remember the show. All I know is that whenever you open for a big band like that, all you do is you just watch people get their seat, look at their ticket, find their seat. That's all opening band. That's the job. That's the assignment. So I knew, but Jim had never played Madison Square Garden, you know, Kelly and Josephine. I had played Dodger Stadium with The Cure and Love and Rockets. Talk about looking for at people, finding their seats. There are a lot of seats at Dodger Stadium, and every one of them going to be filled. So that's my job. Was to find, you know, but people were, you know, they tapped along. They were nodding their head, talking to their friends. So I think we did an okay job. I don't know.
I was cheering you on from afar. I really was.
Thank you.
All the way from Lowell. Add me into the many, many people who thinks this is one of the best albums of the year and one of the best albums of your career. And I honestly mean that. I love everything about this. Seriously,
you,
congratulations. And thank you for taking the time to catch up again.
Thanks. It's great talking with you.
My thanks to Kim Deal. The new album is called Nobody Loves You More. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Before you get out of here, hit that subscribe button again so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. I knew it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it as well. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where you'll find me Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s, the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Tori Amos, The Primitives, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Prince, The Stranglers, The Chemical Brothers, Sugar, Sun Little, Screaming Trees, Bendigo Fletcher, The Revivalists, Sammy Ray and Friends, Shebad, Glenn Campbell, Lou Reed, The Sheepdogs, Fiona Apple, Gillian Welch, The DBs, Missing Persons, and my interview with Susanna Hoffs of The Bengals. That's what you can get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
You're welcome.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.